House Speaker Mike Johnson says H.R. 4, the rescissions package of 2025, is just the beginning.
A rescissions package, the first of what we believe will be multiple rescissions packages. That's our plan.
The DOGE-style cuts claw back about $9 billion in foreign aid and public media. H.R. 4 cuts $1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting over 2 years and $8 billion from foreign aid programs, many designed to help countries where drought, disease, and political unrest endure. Republicans like Virginia Fox of North Carolina lined up to tout the bill's success as a mandate from voters to end waste, fraud, and abuse.
We are doing what the American people want us to do, and that is to let them keep more of their money.
How dare anyone from the other side of the aisle claim to be the party of fiscal responsibility? That's fake and that's phony.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries called out Republican hypocrisy after the party recently passed a budget that adds more than $3 trillion to the national debt over the next decade, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office.
In this one big ugly bill that now has been signed into law, the debt and the deficit will explode by trillions of dollars.
And Democrats Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut and Joe Neguse of Colorado say what President Donald Trump and his GOP followers are really doing is redistributing wealth from the working class and the poor to the wealthy class.
To subvert the Congress's power of the purse. That is precisely what they are trying to do. And for what ends? To hand billionaires and the biggest corporations who already pay little or no taxes a massive tax break.
It's shameful. This bill, make no mistake, Mr. Speaker, is a war on rural America. They are closing rural hospitals by virtue of the bill they passed 15 days ago, and now they will close rural radio stations.
A $1 billion cut from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting will dramatically reduce funding for some 1,500 community and public radio stations across the country, many of whom are the emergency alert providers in their communities, as noted by Democrat Jeffries.
It's going to undermine the ability of people in rural America and in small town America to receive advance warning or necessary information when disaster strikes, when extreme weather strikes, when flooding strikes, when hurricanes strike.
The majority of cuts in H.R. 4 target foreign aid. Republicans Fox of North Carolina and Louisiana's Steve Scalise ticked off lists of institutions and programs that are counter to the GOP agenda they hope to cut.
500,000 for electric buses in Rwanda, or the $8,000 for promoting vegan food in Zambia that we're cutting now.
$300,000 to hold a pride parade in Lesotho. The $6 million that was spent for net zero cities in Mexico. $8 million for the anti-Israel UN Human Rights Council, a group that is anti-Israel. Why should $8 million of American tax dollars that are being borrowed from other countries be going to that organization?
In Geneva, the United Nations is warning massive cuts from nation states, including France, Sweden, and Japan, compounded by slashed U.S. humanitarian assistance, are putting 11 million lives at risk. Dominique Hyde is with the United Nations Refugee Agency.
This means that one-third of the people that we usually assist will not be getting the services that we are usually able to provide. And behind these numbers lie families, lives that are hanging on a very, very thin balance. We're being hit. These women-led organizations are being hit. Governments that are hosting refugees are being hit. I said it at the beginning, that's a deadly cocktail. That is not good news for the world.
Among the foreign aid cuts are $800 million for a program that provides emergency shelter, water, and family reunification for refugees, and nearly half $1 billion to provide food, water, and health care for countries hit by natural disasters and conflicts. There's also a $4 billion cut for programs that aim to boost economies and democratic institutions in developing nations. Democrats argue the animus towards foreign aid programs would hurt the nation's standing in the world. Again, Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut.
We'll end programs that prevent conflict and pandemics. This bill abandons the people of Ukraine while they resist Putin's tyranny. This bill puts America last. And do you know who will come out ahead? China, Russia, Iran.
The White House argued the cuts best serve taxpayers and will incentivize other nations to do more to address humanitarian crises. I'm Christina Onestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.